So many years ago, I concluded that life has a rhythm to it, that there's rhythm to life. There's rhythm to your life. I think you have to find it. And I would ask you to feel. I think it's important to feel, because only then do you know in a deeper way. I think feeling opens up your senses to a realm of another kind of awareness. Ignore science. They're lying when they tell you not to feel. They're trying to debase you and leave you as robots, and you're not. Yeah. It's Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. You're on Nigeria Info. So the sun was supposed to make it today, but then send the rain. And you know what? I'm good with that. Oh, God, I love the weather. So, you know, you would... Those of you who complain about rainy seasons, stop. We don't have forever. We live eternally in a different context. But as humans, we don't live too long. So feel the rain. Sometimes go get bitten by the rain and enjoy it. Some things are not so mysterious as much as they're just in themselves beautiful. And if there's anything you need, you need beauty. And I hope you can see it all around you, and you're grateful for both beauty and miracles. And I would ask that you immerse yourself in it. Who knows what you could find? Yeah, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. It's another Thursday. Hey, gist. Our guest did offer to be in the studio in person, and that really just makes me happy. His name, Tunde Adebola. Today on the Lords of Logic, our guest is going to be in the studio, and we're discussing on the Lords of Logic, Ifa and mathematics. Ifa divination and mathematics. We're back on that one. Looking forward to it, fellow humans. Well, ordinary humans, extraordinary humans, wonderful humans, humans, part human, part gods, aliens, welcome to Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Time now for Confessions Thursday. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. When you're calling, you don't say your name. Some ground rules. Yeah, you're calling, you don't say your name. And rest assured, we can handle it. However dark, crazy, unusual, never heard of. Yeah, normal, paranormal. Sad, regretful, painful, confusing. It's all on Confessions Thursday. But note, when you're calling, you don't say your name. And if for any reason you'd like to chime in on something that you heard, give an opinion, you have 1 minute on the clock. But as a general rule, anyone who's calling the show today will withhold judgment. You will not be at liberty to condemn in the form of judgment. You'll hear it and you'll learn from it, or do nothing about it. Yeah. Nigeria Info.
On Confessions Thursday, we open the cupboards to secrets.
Is that a skeleton I see?
Child, bite your tongue. Well, they say good walls make good neighbors.
Wait, you mean gist, right?
Confessions Thursday with Joyce on Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday. Welcome. And yes, for the ladies who are calling into the show today with a confession, you have a line, especially for you. 01465-7190. 01465-7190. If you're sending in a message, 08095975805. Welcome, welcome. Let's begin. Ooh. Someone is asking, Joyce, what's the name of the music you just played? If you're referring to the last one I just played, it's from Ludovico's album, 7 Days. And this is a track from Day 4. Yeah, Day 4. Ludovico Inuadi, Day 4. And it's titled Accent. Confessions Thursday. The volume of your radio set.
Good morning.
Turn up the volume of your radio set. Good afternoon to you, this side of heaven. You have a confession?
Yes, please.
Go ahead, please.
There was this lady I...
Hold on, my friend. Kindly turn off the volume of your radio set. Ground rule.
It's down, certainly.
Okay.
All right. So, there was this lady I visited in my former company. I did not have intention of going into serious relationship with her, but she was ready for marriage. Me, I didn't know, actually. As a matter of fact, she was not even my spec, but she... I just said, okay, let me keep it rolling just to have fun. But when we got into the relationship, I noticed that she was a fantastic lady. Although she told me initially that there won't be anything like sex. And I said, okay, no problem. Because that was what I actually wanted. Because me, I was just for fun anyway. So when we started the relationship, I got to know that she was only looking for a potential husband. She wanted to settle down and the like. So I wasted our time for 3 years, 3 good years. When she said, can you hear me?
I'm listening, yeah.
Okay, when she said there won't be sex, you know, I said that was what I wanted. You know why? Because me, I'm married with 3 kids.
Oh.
So I was only in for the fun of it. Because, you know, me, I was thinking that it was fun. But when I noticed that, this lady was in for serious business, we went to different churches to pray, as in for things to work out. At times, I'll be the one not to meet pastors, as in on our own, on a set apart. So I will be the one to lead prayers. I will be leading the prayer I used to lead was not the one I was praying. You know, me, I was telling God that, God, please make way for this lady, because me, I was not in for such a thing. So that she will just find her way and go. But she will be praying the prayer. Maybe I led a prayer that, oh God, make things work out. She will be so deep and serious in it. But me, you know, at a point I couldn't come out because already I have wasted our time. So I was at a point.
Wait. You couldn't come out from a relationship you were having.
Yes,
because
I couldn't
had wasted
come
her time.
Out to open up to her that this is a situation.
Did she know you were married?
No, she didn't.
Okay, go ahead.
On Facebook, she got to know that she saw my first son on Facebook. So I tried to cover that also, that I didn't want to tell her so that she will not leave me. When she got to know that I have a son on Facebook, saw it when I posted it to celebrate the boy. So I tried to cover it up again. She said I should have told her that she's not going to bite, she's not going to kill. So we forgot about that and we moved on again. She said I should come and meet her parents. I went to see her parents.
You went to see her parents?
That is, I went to see her parents. So she introduced me to her parents. She's the last one of the family. She introduced me to her parents.
Okay, so after you saw her parents, what happened? We have a minute and a half, real quick.
So eventually, my wife got to know that there was a side chick. My wife called her that, Komo, what is going on? She began to rain curses on her and the like. But she didn't believe. She posted a kind of our picture. Not, I was not included in the picture, but my wife's picture and my children. But she didn't believe because she was deeply in love. You get it? So she didn't believe me. So to the point that later on, when she noticed that things were not working out for us, she had to say, okay, she has faced enough abuses from my wife, this and that, you know. She had to call it quit. Now, when she called it quit, it was as if she just suspended it, not from her mind. Oh. She was still thinking that we would still come back.
Hold on a second.
You know now?
I don't know. Okay. Hold on a second. I'm off on a break. When I come back, make me know it, okay?
Okay.
We'll be right back. We're back, and I have a call on the telephone line, and my brother, do us all a favor. Can you just get to the heart of the matter, okay?
All right. So, how she got to know finally was there was this polo I used to wear that she knows that this is
wait,
my polo.
Wait. Even after your wife confronted her, you still didn't find the courage to tell her that you were married?
My sister, I didn't have the courage.
So did you deny
it? You said?
Did you deny it when she told you? Did she not tell you that your wife called her?
She told me.
Then what did you say to her?
I denied it, that I denied. You know now.
What do you mean you know? What do you mean? I don't know.
The light was just flowing. The light was just flowing. So I couldn't come out straight to tell her. But this is how she got to know. She saw me, a kind of picture I posted, and she knew me with that polo. My wife also wore the polo in that picture. She wore the polo in that picture. That was how she got to know. And she said, is this not the my polo?
Okay, so
this
she found out. We have to move along real quick. So she found the polo. Okay. Then what happened?
Now, when she find out, she only quit and handed me over to God that God would judge it.
Okay.
Because she just walked away of a relationship. So I felt bad, and I just said, my heart is heavy that I should... I have asked God for forgiveness, but I just said I should...
Have you told your wife? Have you told your wife what you've done?
My wife knew the old thing. She knows the old thing. You get it. She knows that I was just playing pranks out there. You know men games.
No, that's the problem. Mm-hmm. You keep assuming that I know. So you see, the things you think I know, if I knew it, I'll do something about it. And what I would do, you wouldn't like it. Don't say I know, because this is ridiculous, to be honest. So your wife mm-hmm. knows that you're cheating on her, but she's fine with it.
Yes, she's
okay.
New.
Okay. So now the girl's left you to God. What do you think God's going to do about that?
She's happily married now. She married last year.
So when you say you feel guilt, what exactly are you guilty of? What do you think your guilt is about? Is it what you did to her? Or the man that you really are? Because I think there are two or probably three things here. There's what you've done. There's who you really are. So which one really makes you feel guilty?
As a matter of fact, both.
Oh.
What I did to her and the man I am really at.
Okay, so what are you going to do about that? Are you going to wait for the next girl that comes along and then you tell yourself, my wife's not going to do anything about it. I could actually cheat again and then, hey.
No. I have let go of that life.
Okay.
And it's gone forever.
Well, I really hope you mean it when you say it. And if it ever happens to you again, yeah, holler at your girl. Thank you very much for calling. Nigeria Info, yes, you're right. Confessions Thursday, 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. And it's about a minute before Vaughn gives to us the news update. It means that we don't have enough time from what's left for a proper conversation. Yeah, and I would say keep your fingers crossed. Yeah. Make sure you have airtime on your phone so you can call me and give me that confession. Remember, when you call in, you do not say your name. You're on the sunny side. We are Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. The conversation continues on the other side of one. Don't go anywhere. Look who's back. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. 2 minutes past 1 p.m. Welcome. 0700 993 993 993 and 01465 7190. Confessions Thursday. I have a message here. Hello, Joyce. I just want to vent. I got jilted by my now ex. Same person who assured me that he was not yet ready to get married this year is the same person walking down the aisle next weekend with his supposed bestie, who happens to be the same girl I had been suspecting he was seeing while we were dating. I don't wish them well. I don't wish them the best, but I'm not God. Yeah, that's exactly what you should be. But I want to say something real quick. Sometimes we want something so bad, we do not assume that a seemingly bad situation is one that we should be grateful for. So let me put it this way. Aren't you happy you didn't end up with a man like that? Like, what kind of man would that be? You see that? So let's say it was you and some other girl. You didn't know the other girl, but he was just playing you and another girl. And then ends up with you. You are going to assume that you are satisfied, but if you have any sense, you want to really question, what kind of man is that? Remember, you also have to ask yourself, if you did the same thing, would he be okay with it? Like, would it be fine? But then if there are two rules, because one would apply to you, another to him, then is that really the man you want? Look, I'm glad that you're hurt. But even more importantly, I think you should be grateful, because that's nothing you should be wishing you had. And you don't wish them the best, but you're not God. It's fine. That's a state of mind. The moment you understand that you should be grateful for this, you realize you don't care whether you want to wish them the best or not. But for the sake of the girl, you want to wish her the best because she has something you would never want to have. You see that? So in your head, if you work out the math properly, you comprehend your reality. Sometimes it hurts, but yeah, it's no longer pain that's useless. It's pain that's meaningful because, nah, you wouldn't want to do that anyhow they gave it to you. If that's the man he has proven to himself to be, you want to be grateful to God that you didn't end up with him. That's what I'll say. Think about it again, and maybe you really are grateful. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. Hey, Confessions Thursday.
Hello.
Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Do you have a confession you have to speak up for?
Yes, Thank you. I have a confession.
Please go ahead. Let's go.
I should say it's a confession.
Oh, it's life.
Just want Let's to go. Ask how I can move on.
Oh, what's that?
So now I understand why people commit suicide. I'm so depressed. I know how to move on in my life.
What's up?
I don't know. Yesterday I was listening to your program. Somebody was saying you can relocate, can do this, can do that. Honestly, I'm tired about everything.
So what exactly are you tired about?
I'm tired about life, just everything. I just have just to... I'm afraid of, I don't know what is awaiting me on the other side.
Which side now?
I don't know how to move on with this life. I said I should commit suicide now. I don't know what's awaiting me on the other side.
Oh, sure. So, yeah.
That is just it. Yeah, I am. But this life I am now, I'm tired of it.
So do you know what exactly you're tired? Can you verbalize the tiredness? Is it from something?
I'm tired.
Because
since
of
last,
someone?
Last year, since last year. I lost my husband. I have not been able to move on.
Were you dependent on him?
Not really dependent on him, but I don't know how to move on alone.
Yeah. How old are you? Can I ask that?
In my 30s. I'll be 38 by October.
Huh? You are 30. You can't move on.
I don't know how.
Yeah. Okay, good. Do you have children?
Yes.
How many children have you got?
I have three.
First, if you want to move on, you decide that you want to move on. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Let's just take it gradually. You have to decide that you want to move on. So this is what life is. Life is a game that you're going to play. You're going to choose the emotion and state of mind with which you're going to play the game. Does that make sense? So you are tired of life. Then you're going to say to yourself, yeah, maybe I'll just kill myself. But then I like the fact that you've asked yourself a question. So what's on the other side?
I don't know what's there, right?
But there's a reason we're here. And maybe one of the reasons we're here is life and the challenges of life. And so we're going to say, I really feel tired. I need to reset my mind. That's exactly the next place you need to go. I need to fix my mind. I need to try. What do I want from life? Have you thought about what you want from life?
Everything just end when my husband died because we have a lot of plans together. We're investing together. So when he died, the family came up, you know, this tradition thing.
Uh-huh.
It came up that since my name was not included, in all that we labored together for.
Mm-hmm.
So it was only his name. I didn't even think of it. I wasn't really thinking of it like that way. That is how I was thinking. Maybe when he lost the husband died, the wife continued.
Yeah.
I didn't know this how the whole thing turned up. That
sad.
My name is not included in all the
property,
whatever.
So they took it away from you.
Yes. So that really depressed me. That's just it. I just lived on. Just like I just labored in jail.
Yeah. But you know you're 38, so you still have time. If there's anything to your advantage is the fact that you're 38. That's a bloody good tool you have there. You're young. The world is yours for the taking. You're young. You just don't know how to move on. Fine. You have to determine who are you outside of this person who's left you. So here, I think you have done yourself a disservice. Do you understand where I'm coming from? Because there's no you outside this guy. So now God is giving you a chance to give you a name and a face in this world. So what do you want from life? Sit down and think about it. If you find nothing else, you have 3 kids. That's too much to live for. You have 3 reasons to be alive. So you have the first son or second child, third child. You don't want to leave them in this world and they think, well, my father died.
That's just my problem. I cry every day. Who am I to leave this children for?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's what we are talking about. You prepare to say you want to get married, you married, and the man just leaves you with all the burden, all alone. For you, he just doesn't want it. So you're getting married. And at the end of the day, you are left alone to cater for everything, both of you.
And the family has been terrible to you. But that's okay. So I want you to understand that this is life and many people have it the same way you have it and they haven't committed suicide. Many people even have it worse than you have it. So the only thing here is you don't know who you are outside of this man. What were your dreams when you were a child? What did you want from life? Or what did you just grow up thinking, let me just marry? And that was the only goal. So now that that goal has come to an end, it's as though your life is going to end. You can start over. You're 38. Good God. Many people's lives didn't start until they were 45. Some people, their lives didn't start until they were 50. Do you get what I'm saying? But you see, you have your children to live for. If you killed yourself now, your child is going to learn one thing that the world will never fix is that my mom committed suicide and they're going to make of that what they will. They'll probably think you weak and you can't blame them if they end up being weak people. Can you see that? So if you kill yourself, who says your son is not going to be 30 tomorrow and decide, no, man, this life is really, let me go too. Hey. Then why are you here? Why did you come to begin with? Why? There's a reason you're on earth, right? Don't you believe that?
I believe.
Good. So what do you want from life? You can start today. It doesn't matter that you didn't have a plan yesterday. Today you can say, what do I want from life? Maybe your only desire can be, I want to give my children a head start in this life. If I die, let it be that my legacy was I didn't leave my children paralyzed. That's a bloody good deal. That's something. And you see, you can find meaning in your children. Now you sound like someone who has no meaning in life. But your children can give you meaning. You can find meaning in them. You can help them actualize their own dreams in the absence of yours. Does that make sense? How would you feel if your son was doing so good at something you support him at? Wouldn't you want to see that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's okay if the world has done this. God, you're 38. The possibilities are unimaginable. Unimaginable. You're probably about the same age with many Nigeria Info listeners who are single, probably married and unhappy. And I've had older women than you call the show with their minds falling down into the belly of hell, not knowing what to do, and they pick themselves up. The only thing you need to do is decide this is not how you're going to go out this game. You're going to fight.
Okay.
Yeah, you want something out of life. Life is not just going to use you and dump you like a sanitary pad. You know, you're here for the win, and that can be anything. It might not be your dream. It might be the dream of your children. You want to stand by your children. You want to see them win. If you think, well, I didn't get into any fight, so there was nothing to win, you can help them win. Maybe your son is the next IT genius that we've all been waiting for, but here you are with no faith, no belief, and no courage. What if your son is what the world is waiting for? What if just one of your children, maybe not all three, just one? That's too much to live for. Too much. Like, two, if you die, they should send you back. Okay. Yeah, I like that one.
Thank you.
Yeah? So it's okay to feel, it's okay. I don't want you to even feel like it's not okay. It's okay to feel this way. So what are we going to do? We feel this way. So what are we going to do? Die? First of all, if you go to the other side, nobody's taking you. And maybe Satan will take you in, but I don't think heaven is going to take you in. What use is that? Heaven don't like weak people, you see? But you're here, your children. How about that? Even you can become something. Let's not even, what are you good at? What do you like?
Hello?
I lost her. Look, think about it. Think about what you're good at. Start small. And pray. Pray. I had a bad dream this morning, and so I woke up with something that appeared to be a shadow of fear. I had a bad dream this morning. I woke up and I was like, so the fear wasn't in my heart. The fear was in my head. And that's to say that it's an external something. It's not, I'm not afraid, but there's something in the wind that my senses can pick up. You know what I did? I prayed. That's what I did. So you're not hearing Joyce who is not feeling the world. I'm not telling you anything that's just a script off a movie. No. I woke up this morning and I felt that sense of, it wasn't anxiety. It was like, I was sensing what this fear, like, what's this thing? And I just prayed about it. I prayed about it because the last thing I'm going to do is walk my days on this earth afraid. First of all, it's not even in my fiber. It's not in my personality. It's not in my character. So I know I'm not that person who is afraid. I'm not a fearful person. So when something foreign comes my way, I can pick it up. So I picked that one up this morning and I prayed about it. And I can't tell you how good I feel after I pray. I can't tell you how good I, it's like I set things back as they should be. So you pray and then you go into this world and you take it. Am I not taking it? Now you go take it. Like, you take it. That's what you do. I'm not going to die. I'm not going to let one life's stress. I'm in the game. I was here. I came to this world. You met me. If you meet me here, Ebola, you meet me the other side. I'm boiling. It's a, what? I'm here to take life. If I go there, they'll put me in a different level because I've done this one very well. And maybe that's really what this whole setup is. If you leave here, you go somewhere else, it's a different setup. It's not nothingness, it's something. Try. Find something you love to do. You start small. The days you're going to be afraid, you say your prayers, you set things right in your mind, and you go get it. then they're going to say no to you. You're not going to care about the one no someone said. It's okay if they say no. It's okay if they think they don't like it. Someone else is going to like it. But first of all, you have to be so good at it, you like it. If they don't like it, they're blind. Yeah. You're good. It's just fear. It's fear. You fix it. Subdue it. You suppress it. You eliminate it. You hold it slave. You are here to dominate. Go in, girl. Go in. What? You just want to die like that. That's a double whammy. Go in, girl. Go in.
You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on The Sunny Side.
The Sunny Side, Confessions Thursday.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon to you. Thank you for calling. Remember the volume of your radio said, I hate to say that, because I know you know it.
Oh, what do you mean anonymous?
You should be anonymous. Thank you for calling. Turn off the volume of your radio set completely.
It's totally off.
I'm hearing myself. And
it's totally
it grinds my gears.
Is it off now?
I mean, if you turn it off, you would know, right?
I have turned it off.
Thank you very much. Now we're good. Let's go.
Yeah. I'm in the same shoe with the woman that just called now, but I get out of mine.
Okay.
I invested all my life on my wife and children. I call some times ago that my wife just packed everything of my that we have and then left me. If you could remember, a year ago.
Pardon me, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I said I have 3 graduates. I established my wife. All I labored for put on them. The day my wife left me, I left 1,005 in my account.
Wow.
But today, I can brag of the millions.
Okay. You didn't choose to die. That's something.
No, I intend to die by then. But somebody just walked to me and told me, boy, what's the problem? I said, I know where to start. He said, start where you are.
Fantastic.
I said, I have nothing. He said, start with nothing.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
And then he now introduced me to an app, a motivational app, that makes me know that the sun in the sky is alone and it shines.
Oh.
Yes. If you can motivate yourself in some things in life, you get way out of your life.
Yeah. That's you are doing
a great job. I will advise that woman that does not give up. He has a lot of... He's still young. I'm in my 50s plus. I'm getting to 60.
Okay. Yeah.
And this guy, he seems like he's just starting now.
Her life is just starting. She wants to leave when she can win.
Joyce?
Yeah.
My own life is just starting now.
Even you at 50, your life is just starting.
It's just starting. Oh. I'm looking fresh and young.
Oh, nice.
Yes, I've put all the burden on my head. I've put one side.
Okay.
And I face my future.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Tell her, believe in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, if you don't believe you can do it, you will not be able to do it.
That's it.
But if you believe you can do it, you will do it.
If you believe you can do it, it's
the only,
done.
The only person that can stop you in whatever you are doing in life is yourself.
That's it.
Okay. Yeah, that is it.
I'm glad you're alive to say this today.
I pray for him. He's going to get out of it.
She will. She's called us. She's going to get out of it.
Will.
God
he
help
will.
Her.
He will. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I want to leave my footprints on the sands of time. No, there was something that meant something that I left behind.
You were here. The world should know that you were here. Yeah? You were here. You're not going to go out like a loser and start over the other life a loser. You're winning. So you let the world know you were here. Whether they know your name. First of all, we know your name, if you know what I mean, even though you called anonymously. But we've met you now. So the next time we hear about you is that you're alive and you're somewhere and you're fighting. And you're on top of it. You're on today. Why are you in a hurry to die? Death comes for all men. Nobody lives here alive. Between now and when I die, when death meets me, death's going to be pleased. It's going to be like, yo. Now, I've met people, but you were something, you know? Death is coming. I know death's coming. It's going to come one day. Between now and that day, it's happening. Oh, God, it's happening. I'm not dying. I think sometimes you can fight life so good. When it's time for you to leave, it's not going to be called death. Maybe that's why they say call to glory. All those things you write at the obituary. Glorious exits. You know, give this world a glorious exit. Go out in flames of fire. Come on, girl.
You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on the Sunny Side.
You're on a day. Death is coming, relax. Live. Hello. Welcome, Confessions Thursday.
Joy, have a Nicole.
You have 1 minute.
Yeah, Joy, please let me just contribute in that woman that called.
10 seconds gone already.
I'm very, very angry about her speech or her story. What? Why would a woman that just lost a husband and a family will come to drag the property? Would that be the one that will train all those children that the man left? Mm-hmm. I normally heard all this thing in radio. I got angry. Well, I would just say the woman, are there not the law enforcement agent that the woman will report the case? Well, those people will be the ones that will take care of all those children, train them in the school, feed them and take care of them. What would them, Joy, I children not have a collective ego. Why would they come to drag the portion? I'm totally angry about that. Let the woman go to the police or go to the law.
All right.
I'm very annoyed now. Look at the way that the woman even cries.
Thank you for calling. Hello, Nigeria Info. It's Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. Hey, make it back. I have a message here I would like to read. He says, I'm anonymous. I'm trying to call the program. Well, you keep trying. But you say, pertaining to the woman who called in who lost her husband, please tell her my sister just lost her husband in about 2 months ago. Same fate would have befallen her when the in-laws tried to move in on her. But because I was informed, we halted their plans. I believe something can be done about the situation. I am not sure how I can reach out to her, but I would love to reach out to her. You're anonymous. Okay, so let's see. If she calls me back, I would remember to... Well, if she calls back, I would love for the receptionist downstairs to help get her number so I can just leave it with you. Send it your way. All right. We're right in the heart of it. It's Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. Hello, welcome.
Hello, good afternoon.
Confessions Thursday, good afternoon to you.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to... I think I'm the one who sent you the SMS now. I think I just forgot to add my number to the message.
Oh,
the
okay.
WhatsApp message I meant to say, yes.
Well, you can add it to it if it's necessary.
Yes, I will, I will.
1 minute.
So I'll try to be brief. So, like I already said, my sister lost her husband too.
Oh.
That was just about 2 months ago. In fact, while before they even started talking about the burial, the family were already on the property, trying to know everything he has and stuff like that. In fact, they even had to interrogate her on the husband died. They sat her down and there was intense interrogation over what killed the husband.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to play with you because I also took it as a cause upon myself after my own experience. Like, we all need to do something about these things that go on in this country. It should be beyond conversations. Probably is an opportunity for us to make a change. I'm writing a book that has to deal with these issues as well, partly also. But secondly, let me just say what we did. I got a lawyer. Before the man even passed, we knew he was going to die. The doctor had already told us. And then started asking about what her husband has and all this stuff. I found out that most of the properties the husband had, she's not even aware of them.
Are you the elder sister or her younger sister?
No, I'm the younger. I'm a brother.
Oh, you are a brother. Okay.
Yeah. So we found out that she's not even aware. That's the worst part. She's not aware of most of the things the husband has. So we started, so quick solution. The lawyer we consulted was She could have done something like administrator of estate.
Yeah, but so I think your situation is different. And that's the thing about staying alive to face your life's challenges. In her case, she was totally dependent on the man. So the man left her, and her only, you know, resolve is death. She's thinking, well, I'll just die. If she has the means, because now, remember, she no longer has the means. At least she said she doesn't have the means because the family took everything away from her. I think it, once a person is willing to live, they tend to find solutions to the problem. So your story is good because you are informed and you're alive and you can fight for your sister. One, she needs her siblings to fight for her. Two, she needs means.
Okay. Can I go on?
Yeah, but we know the story. Your story is not a confession. Okay. You're telling us that your sister was able to do something about her situation, yeah. But for this lady, even after she hears your story, until she gets out of the societal part of it and then maybe try to fight the family with support, there's nothing she can learn from that.
Okay, but there is a solution to our case.
And oh, good. So let's just get to that.
The reason for feeling suicidal, I think, is because you can't see any way out of where you are. So I'm trying to paint the picture. There's still legal solutions she can take. She can take the family to court. She can recover the properties as much as that can be available to recover.
Yeah.
So it's not a lost hope. Then if there's a case of she can't fund legal suits, there are also, apart from maybe non-profit organizations...
We have 1 minute with you.
So in summary, she could get legal support.
Yeah, okay. So we just need the means to help her if that was taken into consideration. That's also part of the solution, the means to do that. So she has two choices, to fight or to move forward. Those are the choices she has. Thank you very much for calling. Confessions Thursday, welcome to the show. Make it back. Hello, 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Joyce.
Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
No, we personally made a confession.
Hello, make it back. Hello, Nigeria Info's Confessions Thursday.
Hello?
Speak closer to your mouthpiece, please. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession? Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday. Hello.
Hello.
Afternoon to you, Confessions Thursday.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon, do you have a confession?
No, I actually don't have a confession.
Real quick, 1 minute.
I'm not calling to maybe talk about what others talk about. It's actually about you, actually. There are times you came up with certain topics that I would have loved to call with. Because the line I've not been going to. It's just only about your own belief. So I just want some enlightenment. I kind of suspect that you believe what they call it, witches or wizards. You believe they are ghosts. I think you believe God exists and all of that. But the problem is just that your evidence for it is usually kind of anecdotal. Like what you experience, or sometimes it's usually sometimes quotes from books like the Bible, for example, or you quote from there was a time you quoted this man.
Well, hold on a second. You see, my life is not your life. Why is this a conversation, though? I'm not bothered about my life. So why are you asking a question, or you want to compare? You're not going to compare. We're not the same thing.
My point is, I just feel like if you believe such things like that, I wanted to know, your evidence, your form of evidence, shouldn't be maybe from books or.
Are you asking, guy? Where are you? Have I lost you? let me help you. Your logic is skewed. Are you asking a question? Or are you trying to tell me something? One, let me help you. You don't compare yourself to me. I'm not me. You're not you. I'm not bothered about you. I'm surprised you're bothered about me. Two, I don't owe you an evidence, but to help you, I am my evidence. I am my truth. I am my faith. I don't know what you're looking for. I make references to book. I never told you that my evidence is in the book. So I'm really lost here. What are you trying to do? So you first have to understand what it is you're thinking. Then understand if you have a question for me. You and I are not the same thing. You probably have no faith. You probably have no belief. I'm probably at this point going to bet you have no convictions. You and I are not the same thing. We're not. I make references to things. I have a show called The Lords of Logic because I ask you to think. I'm not a pastor. I don't brainwash you. God, do you have a question for me? That's the problem. You're not thinking. So here it is again. Think about if you have a question for me. If you have a question for me, then you ask me the question. My proof is not in books. I've never, ever told you that. I've asked you to think about everything. I've asked you to sit down with the things you think you believe. I am my proof. I don't come to you with confusion, do I? So if you're going to compare, that's the first thing you shouldn't do. We're not the same. Don't compare. You can't compare. So if you have a question that you might be contending with, you can ask the question. You can be like, well, I'm a little confused with my faith. You can't question my conviction. It is a conviction for me. I can question your faith. You can question your faith if you're not clear about it. Then if you're not clear about your faith because you have none or you would like to have one, you can ask a question. I'm not the one confused here. Now I'm trying to help you. It's Confessions Thursday. 0700-993-993-993-993-01-465-7190. It's Confessions Thursday. Hello.
Hello, sir.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Do you have a confession?
I just want to contribute to...
1 minute.
The first call, just 1 minute. Okay. So the first caller that called, the man that had that issue with that lady, I think he should just, I don't know if he apologized to her because I think she was so odd, she must have maybe pronounced a curse on him. You know, he's feeling guilty and all that. I don't know if he actually apologized. If he hasn't done that, I mean, there's a way you can just reach out to apologize. Then whatever she's doing or whatever she wants for him would not happen to him because he has done the right thing and at least apologizing to the man. So he should do that. Then for the widow woman, I want to, my mom was a widow. She had 4 children. Then this whole thing happened to her. You know, the relations came, took virtually everything. So she depended on God. She took God. God is the father of the fatherless, the husband of the widow. That's all I could say. God took care of us. And we are even looking far better than if we had a father with us. So she should depend on God. God is now our own husband, and he will do a better job.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Confessions Thursday.
Hello, Jones. Good afternoon.
The volume of your radio set, you're going to speak up for us. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, I think I have a confession.
Let's go.
Okay, I have this girl in my life, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And... we've been together for quite a long time, 5-6 years. And there was a time she was feeling stomach pain and all that, and we carried her to almost everywhere. And the doctor said that it is only when she gives birth to a child that the stomach pain would end. And so because of that, I had to pity her and everything because we've tried every other thing to make sure that her stomach subsides, but it didn't. So we resorted to, you know, going for pregnancy.
Going for what? Pardon me, bring it back.
Can you hear me?
I heard you. What was the last sentence? You resulted to going to what? You're breaking up. Sorry, I can't hear you.
I said we resorted to going for
pregnancy. Can you hear me?
You went for pregnancy?
Yes, yeah.
For her stomach ache to stop.
She's only to get pregnant and the stomach pain would stop.
Okay.
And so she got pregnant and
okay, pardon me. Pardon me. Sorry to interrupt you. Your line isn't clear. You're going to have to please hang up and call back.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
It's not clear. No, I can hear you. It's not clear. So hang up and please call back.
Okay.
Thank you. Welcome to the show. It's Confessions Thursday. The volume of your radio set.
Yeah. If I'm calling to... Look, I have a confession, but I have something very, very important and a confession for me to discuss.
Your time starts now. 1 minute.
Okay. I have a brother that is seriously sick. They diagnosed him a heart problem, related heart problem. Right now, we are in Bangkok University Hospital. And the bill they are giving us for the surgery is very, very high. We are looking onto where we can get help for. I don't know how I can get to you people, which we can link to NGO or something like that to help us out.
We have no affiliation with any NGO. You're going to have to use Google to search for them.
Hello?
We have no affiliations with any NGOs. You have to use Google to search for them.
Okay. But what help can you do for me?
I have a program. I don't have. We don't offer help. We're a broadcasting station.
Okay, a program.
Yes. I run a show.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there any a private where I can send a mail to update the document and some other thing from there?
I haven't required that. I've not requested that from you. I didn't ask for that.
Okay.
You can use social media. That's one thing you can do. You can post on Facebook and Twitter.
Okay.
You can
on social media.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Confessions Thursday, hello.
Hello.
Confessions Thursday, it's good to have you here.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon, turn off the volume of your radio set. You have to do that. Make it back. Hello, Confessions Thursday. How are you? Sorry, I lost you. Make it back. Someone would like to buy me a bottle of beer for the advice I gave the lady. Well, beer is not my preference, though. Old wine is, just saying. Welcome to the show. It's Confessions Thursday.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome. Do you have a confession?
Please, I want to say something.
Do you have a confession?
No.
1 minute.
Joyce, about the man that just called that he needs help. Seriously, I mean, Joy, I have to be honest with you. You are too harsh at that man, seriously.
All right. Well, unfortunately, if I could do it differently, I probably could. Oh, I probably would have. I did what I was supposed to do. Welcome to the show, Nigeria Info. It's Confessions Thursday. Welcome. What's your name? Oh, pardon me. No. Don't say your name. Hello. Good afternoon. Confessions Thursday. Remember the volume of your radio set.
Okay. Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Thank you for calling. Turn off the volume of your radio. The volume of your radio set.
Oh. Hello. Can you hear me?
Better? Good.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Please, I want to, the man that called that he dated a lady for 3 years.
1 minute.
You know, this same thing happens to me. My husband dated a lady for 6 years without knowing about it. I'm not aware. But when I eventually caught both of them together, he didn't know what he did. He decided to, get married to the lady out of pity. Maybe because he says since I've caught both of them, they have no choice than to, take up his responsibilities. He decided to get married to her. Today, as I speak to you, the lady is with me in my house.
What lady is with you?
The lady my husband was dating for 6 good years. I'm not aware.
She's with you. What? Pardon me. What do you mean when you say she's with you? She lives with you?
I said, yes. My wife, I called both of them. Instead of him to say, maybe I'm sorry, this and that, he says, he come back one day to tell me that he decided to get her pregnant after deceiving her for 6 years. He don't know what to do. The lady is like crying. He have messed her up for 6 years. So he has to get married to her.
Oh, so that she's with you as a second one.
I have to accommodate her, this and that, you know. Today she's living with me, with the kid, with a boy, a baby boy.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, all these men, I don't know, sometimes they do things as if it's their right. I don't know.
Well, here's what I think you should know. People are going to do what they are going to do. And a person can choose what they think they can do. The problem is, you don't know what to do about it. So you can't stop a person from doing what they think that they want to do. You can't stop anybody from doing what they want to do. So you should actually allow people to do whatever they think that they can do. What you should do, however, is ask yourself, what am I going to do about this? So here, your husband has done something, and you did nothing. So, yeah, that's really what should have been done that didn't get done. You did nothing. So it's not enough to say, these men, well, we're going to have wise men and we're going to have fools. Men who will be born fools, die fools. We're going to have men who are born wise, die wise.
And I did nothing. I did nothing because, one, to me, he's no longer a husband to me. We're just there. My kids are grown up.
Okay.
I have my business. So it's his life. I said, go ahead with it. Even the lady called me and said, oh, it's like this man is seeing another woman. I said, fine. He can have as much as he wants. It's none of my business.
No way. He's cheating on her?
That's what she said. She said that he noticed there's another lady. And I said, well, if you did the same thing, so it's both of your business.
That's it. You've done something now.
It's not my business anymore. Oh, I take care of my kids. It's a business. Both of you, it's a business.
Oh,
you know, he's married and you wanted him.
Oh, good.
You want another lady, so you have to accommodate that one as well. For me, it's none of my business.
Oh, fantastic. I wanted you to do something. Well, here you are with some reaction at least.
That's what I told her. I said, don't get me involved. If you want 100, both of you can do that. The last one, both of you have said to me.
Okay, but now, you're still married to him legally, though.
I'm still married to him, but in different rooms. He has his room, I have mine.
And then he has his wife.
He has his wife, yeah. Although sometimes he finds it difficult to be in the wife's room.
So he comes to your room.
He comes to my room. I tell him I'm with my daughter. That expects me to shut my daughter out of the room because you are there. He's nothing to me as far as I'm concerned. I told him, you're nothing to me.
Are you going to live like this?
Is this something wrong? Instead of you to apologize, you think that you're right.
Yeah.
For me, as far as I'm concerned, we are just, according to, you know, parents and all this, their tradition, you're married, coming home, this and that. So it's their business. My kids are grown up. My last daughter is about 16 years. Both of us are in the same room, so I won't, because of you, ask my daughter out of the room. You have your new wife. My people say, I am not an old woman to you, so you got your young wife.
Yeah.
I think both of you need it more than me. I don't need it anymore. I told him.
Okay. Well, I hope you are happy. I hope you find happiness
in all of this. I am. Since it's what he wants. I asked the lady, you know he's married.
Wow.
And you wanted him. Now you are pleading, telling it's a mistake. It's not a mistake.
No, it's not.
I come out of you, instead of you to say, I'm sorry, and walk away, you continue. You get pregnant after. I come out of you. Now you're telling me it's a mistake. It's not a mistake. It's what you wanted. You have it, and go for it.
Wow. I'm glad you called.
I listened to your program. This is my first time calling. I'm so happy.
I'm glad you called.
Because whenever I listen to you people, I'm someone that I'm kind of fear. I used to have this fear. I respect him. I do this. Whatever. For 26 years,
No.
I have never do anything to, you know, baby, with this. And what I've been hearing on radio, mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. I have
no
to...
One.
Yeah.
Some men are not even worth the respect you give them, but you find no one.
Oh, that's how we have been living. So that man, I don't know. For
no.
Years, and yet you still deny your wife.
Well, that's something else. Yeah. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
I hope you find the joy that your heart needs to live life. I hope you find peace in all of this. But it begins with a will to be at peace, to accept something and do something about it. So, yeah, a person can choose to do whatever, and that whatever can be anything. Yeah, but the question is, what are you going to do about it? So what I think culture failed to teach, well, of course, culture wasn't aiming for justice. They just wanted a suppressed half, and then a version of assumed power for the other. So a person can do what they will, and I'm asking you to think about life from that perspective. You can't stop a person from what they will. The question is, what will you will? Welcome to the world. Confessions Thursday, remember the volume of your radio set. Hello?
Yeah.
Confessions Thursday, so you speak up for me.
Okay, so I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
Yes, speak closer to your mouthpiece, though.
Okay, so I was saying, so when this girl got pregnant...
Your girlfriend said her stomach hurts and she needs to get pregnant for the babe, for her stomach to stop hurting.
Exactly.
I've never heard that before.
So, so when she got pregnant and... We have to just rush the introduction and everything. So we did introduction and all that. So she gave birth quite all right. But this time, I don't know, Joyce. I did everything I did out of pity. I don't love her. Mm-hmm. And the pressure is very much on me by the parents now to come and do the needful, come and do the marriage and all that. I don't know how to tell her that I actually don't love her. Everything I say for her has just been pity. I don't know how to say it to her.
Well, first, I think you can tell her parents that she said she had a stomach upset and she fooled you. How do you fix a stomach upset with pregnancy?
It was actually the doctor that even said it to my own face because I took her to the hospital that day.
Do you understand how complicated pregnancy is and can be?
Yes, Joyce.
Oh, okay. Look, first of all, you're a dad. Let's just get that straight. So if you don't want to be married to her because you don't love her, I think you should tell her. What do you mean you don't know how you're going to tell her? It's like you're between the devil and a hard place.
I just pity her. Look, I would not love to see her get hurt because of what I would say to her and all that.
So?
I feel pity for her and not love. Do you understand my situation?
No, I don't. That's the problem. You want to drag me into a rabbit hole. I'm not going with you. Hold on a second. You don't love her, meaning that you don't want to be married to her.
Exactly.
But you pity her. What does that mean? That you would marry her because you pity her and live with her all the days of your life?
That's exactly what I'm trying to avoid. So.
No. Hold on. Let's think. You're not going to try to avoid something. You're going to act with reason and good judgment. You're not going to try to avoid it. Let's think here. Do you love her?
I don't, Joyce. I don't.
Will you marry someone you don't love?
That's the problem, because I can't.
It's not a problem. Let's answer. Don't worry. Let's just give answers to the question. Would you marry someone you don't love?
No, Joyce.
Not maybe. Not let's try. Not let's see. Are you sure it's a no?
No.
Good. Then you're going to say to her, I cannot be married to you, but I'll take responsibility for the child. You can't say you are afraid. You can't say you're afraid to see her hurt. At what cost? So you're afraid. No. You didn't say you're afraid. You say you pity her. At what cost? Okay, so you pity her. Okay, good. What's the price you need to pay for pity? You're going to say, well, I pity you. Then I'm going to marry you. But You have sacrificed, one, the fact that in your own conscience, you know you don't love her. Two, you know you will not marry someone you don't love. So first of all, you're not even in a marriage that you yourself consciously approve of. You are there under a different setup. You are there under something that is degenerate in its reason. So here's what you're doing. You're afraid. And nobody lives life from the point of fear. You've done something. First of all, I cannot believe that anything was able to convince you to get a woman pregnant who had a stomach problem in order to fix the stomach problem. I've never heard that. But maybe I should just take it in because that's why it's Confessions Thursday. But okay, you've made that mistake. Just cater to the child and the mom. I hope you can. But you're not going to pay a higher price because you pity her. I think the truth for you is the highest price, which is, I will take responsibility for my actions, but I cannot be married to you because I don't love you. That's the truth. I'm sure she doesn't even love you too. She has your baby because she had stomach upset. I'm sure she doesn't love you. So let's establish the facts first. You can't say because you pity her, you'll sacrifice the days of your life. I can't be the only one who's about to lose my mind. I can't be the only one. You can't see how this is not crazy. You can't sacrifice your life because you pity her. You pity her good. And it's because you pity her that you would cater to her. Because you are responsible, you would act responsibly. Welcome, sir. This way. you'd act like a man with reason and judgment. But you're not going to make a bad thing worse because you're afraid to just face the truth. Oh, goodness, I feel like scratching my face. Don't make it worse. Don't go to her parents, but you also have to tell her the truth, which is, oh, I don't love you, okay? All right. Good luck.
On Confessions Thursday, we open the cupboards to secrets.
Is that a skeleton I see?
Child, bite your tongue. Well, they say good walls make good neighbors.
Wait, you mean gist, right?
Confessions Thursday with Joyce on Nigeria Info.
I have a message here from, I want to believe it's a gentleman. He is saying, please ask the woman whose husband died, leaving her with 3 children, if she has any documentation authenticating her relationship with her late husband, please refer her to Omoshebi, and I shall foot the bill, including setting her up and helping her children, depending upon Omoshebi's finding, whoever you are. May God be kind to you. Thank you. That was exactly what I was trying to highlight earlier on. It's one thing to say fight. It's something else to have the courage to fight and the ability to know how to fight. And so in the absence of everything that puts a person in a position to be able to fight their own life's battle, she needs someone who can, whoever this man is, thank you very much. So I'm grateful for the gesture. We don't know what we're going to find. I mean, it could be a lie for all we know. But what if it's not? So I'm God bless you. Thank you. That's something I'm happy for. Okay, so lady, if you have any documentation to prove your marriage to your late husband, someone wants to get in the ring with you. Oh, that feels so good. Someone wants to fight with you. That's good. Oof. Oh, yeah. Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hello.
Confessions Thursday.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Yes, Confessions Thursday.
Yeah. Not confession, just a word for the man that is struggling with the wife that he doesn't love.
He's not his wife yet. She played him.
Okay, well, they have a child together. Joyce, I this is the first time I'm hearing this kind of thing, but I'm not going person. So maybe the guy should do a little bit of research to know if he was scammed, if he set up the appointment, if it was the lady that set up the appointment and pushed so that the doctor will say that. Otherwise, and if it is that the relationship is built on live.
Too late.
And it could easily, because that's in any place, even in court of law, you don't build a relationship that will lead to marriage on lies. It's on nothing. You don't build something on nothing.
That's a superior. There's a superior argument here, which is that he doesn't love her. It's too late. If let's assume the lady tricked him, you know, in collaboration with the doctor. So what now? There's a son. Like, what are you gonna do? Are you gonna make the son become fetus? There's a child now.
Yeah, no, I mean, there are children that are being raised, taking care of their father and their mother.
Is he going to reject the child if the doctor says, if he finds out that, well...
No. I mean, not to go into the marriage. I mean...
He doesn't love her. No, the reason he shouldn't go into the marriage is because he doesn't love her. Not because anything else is inferior in arguments. He doesn't love her. That's a superior argument.
Yeah, I mean, it's a superior argument. But he should find a reason to convince himself more to say that to the girl. He can't find a reason. He can't just... So, if he finds a reason that he was scammed, he will stand on that ground and say, you scammed me, get out of my house.
Bianna, you don't think that telling someone I don't love them is reason enough? That sounds funny to me. You think that there's something more superior to that?
Yeah, but the guy can't tell the girl that.
That's because he doesn't have courage. That's the only thing he needs to tell the girl. Like, I don't love you, but I would take responsibility for the child.
I know a lot of men that are in this kind of situation, and I know I can't say that, and they're living with a woman they don't love, and they have side chicks outside.
They didn't call me. I'm not going to stress about that. God bless them. This one is even like something, because I can't believe a girl told you my stomach hurts, but you know if I got pregnant now, I'll fix it. I guess life happens. The way life happens. Hello. Confessions Thursday.
Hello, Jess. Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Do you have a confession?
Not a confession. I need to add, yes. Two things I need to talk about. One, the first one, I sent a message to you as regards a foundation. I don't know if you saw it on WhatsApp.
1 minute, 10 seconds gone.
Yes, two. Then two, this very issue is longer than what we're hearing.
Yeah.
The man stays with the woman, had made love to her, and had the baby, and at the end telling me that he don't love her. All this while, you should have said that all this while. Not now. You're just saying all this because he's more than enough with what the woman is doing to him. I think that is what is happening. So, he loves the woman, he's just telling lies.
So you think he should marry her?
Yes, you go ahead and marry her.
Oh boy. Okay. Okay. All right.
Think about that thing I told you. Foundation would be good for women like that. That woman that lost her husband and the people took her properties from her and all that.
Okay.
You know, if we have a foundation, when we find out properly, we can assist such people to get the things back and put her on a good foundation to live her life.
You're right.
Please.
Thank you.
Think about it. Get my number. Talk to me if you want. If we can do anything together.
Okay. All right. Sure.
God bless you.
God bless you. Pro bono lawyers, we need you. Like, humanity needs you. There's so much injustice, and your services can just save God knows how many people. So if you would be willing to work pro bono to help those who are disadvantaged, particularly widows in this context, well, maybe your sins can be wiped off. You never know these things. Off on a break to bring you the headlines next. Lagos, I have a message here and I want to read it for you before we begin the Lords of Logic. You have a person telling you his problem, but you chose not to care and can't connect with what they're feeling. You lack sympathy and empathy. I don't have a name, but it doesn't matter. I know you're hearing me. You're not better than me. Let's get that on the ground first. But even what's interesting is you also heard it. What have you done? I thought you would say, oh, I can do something. So what instead you would do, you fake your righteousness and you want to make me responsible for something. Are you not a man, one head, two hands, two legs? The best men in the world have had one head, two hands, two legs. What use is your righteousness if you can point a finger, but you're no better? So here's what I'm going to advise you to do. Let me help you out. You also heard the pain. You should help. It is a man like you that called and said that he was going to help a woman foot the bill. You see, he didn't point any fingers. He didn't accuse anybody. He thought he could do something and was more than willing. He says, if you give me proof, I can do that. And God bless him for that. So rather than sit down there wherever you are typing on your keyboard thinking you can come for me, let me make your life easy. Make yourself useful in this cause. Help someone else. Don't sit down there and point any fingers. Once again, you're no better than me. Actually, I'm better than you. This, your fake righteousness, won't take you anywhere. You heard the problem. You can say, how can I help? And then you can contribute your 2 cents. You can extend yourself and say, how can we prove that this is correct? And if this is the right story, I want to help. I'll never stop you from helping. But what you're not going to do is make rules for me. That's exactly what you're not going to do. You're no righteous man. Your piety is fake. And that's a shame.